Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And God bless all of you.
Okay, so hello everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. Can you imagine? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem. Oh my Lord, we just give God the praise, and we want to take time to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world in simply and praise. Nightly, right here on Blog Talk Radio, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador. Dr. Hagen, I appreciate it so very, very much. And I'm excited about the Lord, and I'm excited about all the things that he's doing. You know, I was in Texas, and I was there for about 30 some years. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to Kansas City, and I want you to take on something there in Kansas City. And I obeyed the Lord. I immediately put our house on the market and for sale and gave up everything. We gave up everything we had, all of the fame and prestige that we had in Texas and the beautiful home and just everything you can imagine. We gave it up because the Lord said go to Kansas City, and we came to Kansas City. Oh, my God. I didn't understand why God wanted me to do that. But now, in the last one or two years, he has begun to show me why he had me to do it. And he began to show me that in Texas I was too comfortable. I love Texas. And I had things at my fingertips. I would have never done what God really wanted me to do, his divine purpose and his divine goals. It's something to be in the permissive will of God and not in the perfect will of God. You can be blessed. God will let you do what you want to do, and he'll let you go where you want to go, but you're going to miss the ultra-awesome blessings in his permissive will rather than his divine will. Right now, the permissive will may speak of blessings right now, but the bountiful blessings normally come in the future. That's why most people miss them, because they can only see right in front of themselves. They cannot see down the road. And that's why God sits high, and he looks low. He sees what's way down the road for you. And many times when people are trying to get those right now blessings, you miss. You get what you want, but you lose what you had, and you won't get the bountiful blessings that God has for you if you do the permissive will. And I got in God's divine will, couldn't see what his will was for my life, but I knew that he had spoken to us and said, I want you to go to Kansas. But now I've begun to realize what God was doing. In Texas, I was too comfortable. God was blessing me so, until I would have never, never started the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, which led to the block line tonight of us giving God 2 billion praises a night. And God has handled me even when I was a teenager. I realize that now. And he didn't just call me, he chose me. And he chose me and had me interested in numbers so I would understand how to give God 2 billion praises. Even when I was a youth, I was always interested in numbers. And when I went on that plane, and God had been so good to me, and I said, Lord, you've been so good to me, I could thank you 1,000 times. I didn't realize that God was leading me to find out that you could thank God 1,000 times in 15, not more than 20 minutes. But through it, and through being interested in numbers, I began to realize and began to figure, well, what would it take to get God, since I'm giving him 1,000 thank yous, what would it take to get God maybe 10,000 thank yous. Then I begin to say, what would it take to get God 1,000,000 thank yous? And then I begin to think, what would it take to get God 1,000,000,000 thank yous? And that's where we ended up here, because God had me interested in figures when I was a little, you know, young person, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And it led to 1,000,000,000 praises. I didn't know God had his hand on me then, showing me and had me figuring this and figuring that. But now I realize it was all in his plan. And now we're at 2,000,000,000 praises a night going up to God. Not to Bernard Johnson. All the glory and all the honor going to God. I approach you like a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdress. I approach you that way. And when I go to God, I say, God, I ain't nothing. I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing. I ain't nothing unless you help me. I don't know nothing. And God does it all. That's how we got to the 2,000,000,000 praises. And then I begin to realize that the little things that we forget about God are so important. I just blink my eyes. I owe him a thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just thought the thought of thanking him, and I owe him another thank you. Because a lot of folk can't even think. I owe him another thank you. I just heard my voice. And when I said thank you, I just heard myself say thank you. Do you know how many people cannot even hear? And so I owe him another thank you. I just moved my finger. Do you know how many people cannot move their finger? I owe him another thank you. Oh, I just stomped my foot. Do you know how many people don't have legs to stomp? Don't have feet to stomp, legs to move? I owe him another thank you. Oh, my heart just beat another time. Do you know how many people are dead tonight? I owe him another thank you. Listen, it's worth it all to give God 1,000 thank yous. That's what the blog line is about. That's the one platform we have. We don't have several. We have one platform. If you don't understand what we're doing, then you know we have one platform, and that is to try to thank God 1,000 times a night. Let me ask you, who in your church will lead the 1,000 thank yous? Who in your community will lead 1,000 thank yous a night to the Lord? Who in your town will lead 1,000 thank yous and get miracles from God? We've got a lady down there in Arkansas. Her name is Ambassador Gail Stitt. She's leading all people all around Arkansas into thanking God 1,000 times. She's got hundreds and not thousands of people taking time out of their busy schedules to thank God 1,000 times a night. Oh, my God. And she's being violently blessed, violently blessed. The Lord said to me the other day, he said, Bernard, I'm going to prove myself to the people. I'm going to show them that thanking me 1,000 times now is worth it all. And he showed me that he's going to do something spectacular. Write it down. I wouldn't dare get on a worldwide blog line where they hear me worldwide and say, and God said he's going to do something spectacular, and he's not. He's going to do something spectacular. You're going to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that thanking God 1,000 times a night is worth it all. Write it down. If he doesn't come to pass, because God said it, not Bernard Johnson. The Lord said he's going to do something spectacular for the people who take out their time to give him 1,000 thank yous. Oh, I'm talking too long here tonight. We got about 20 minutes now to thank him 1,000 times. Won't you join me? Take time out of your busy schedule and give him 1,000 thank yous. Take time out of your busy schedule and give him 1,000 praises. Oh, my God. It is worth it all. Amen, to thank him 1,000 times. It is worth it all to give him 1,000 praises. It is worth it all to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But the name things that he's done, it's worth it all. Oh, to give him glory, to give him adoration, to give him praise, to give him all that that belongs to the Lord. It is worth it all to give him that adoration. Oh, he's wondrous. He's amazing. He's astounding. He's worth it. Amen. Everything he does for us, every time we turn around, he keeps on doing great things for us. And it is worth it all to give God 1,000 thank yous. Oh, we praise him. We praise him and give him glory. And we give him adoration. everything he's done for us. Listen, I keep saying this, but all that we have, he gave us. And what we know, he taught us. And where we come from, he brought us. And the stuff we take, he guides. And the moves that we make, he allows us to make the moves. It is worth it all. We give him that thousand thank yous every time. Oh, my God. Somebody wrote the song, "Every Time I Turn Around." He keeps on doing great things for me. Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Every time I turn around, he keeps on lifting heavy burdens. He keeps on lightening heavy loads. Every time I turn around, he keeps on healing my body. You owe him some more praise. Yeah, what you are, he gave you. You're honored. You owe him some more praise. Oh, my God. We're ready tonight to start thanking God. Make your request known unto the Lord. And then after you make your request known, we're going to come back and pray for a moment, and then we're going to start thanking God. Well, I'll give you a little music to make your request known. Begin to praise him and to give him, just make your request known right now. I'll give you about 20 seconds. Make your request known to the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this prayer line, on this blog line. Touch their bodies, heal them, Lord. Move in a special way. And you heard every request. I know you did. You heard every request being made known. I'm asking you, Lord, that you would look on them and bring every request to pass. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, bring it to pass. In the name of Jesus. Find the enemy that doesn't want them to have what they really ask you for. And God give them bountiful and ultra awesome blessings, we pray in Jesus' name. And we believe it's done. And just to prove it, Lord, we're going to thank you in advance, just like it's done. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. Don't you have your lines open? You can help us thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Thank you, Lord, for Easter Sunday morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
bless the people over the blog line. God have opened the airways up to us to offer up the praises to you. We give you all the glory and all the adoration. And God, you said it tonight. And you're going to do something spectacular and let these people know, these precious people know, that it does pay to serve the Lord. It does pay to just give God the praise. You don't let them know it's worth it all to give him the praise every night. It's worth it all to just set down everything you're doing and give God 20 minutes of praise. It's worth it all to see the praise is going up and the blessings are going to come down. It's worth it all to take time out of your schedule and honor God above man, above woman, above boys, girls, above everything you got on your plate. It's worth it all that you shut down everything and tell your friends, I can't do that. I got to take time for the Lord. It's worth it all. God said you're positioning yourself. You're positioning yourself to receive miracles from him. Yeah, just because you don't get it today doesn't mean it's not coming. A blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. It's coming, I'm telling you. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. God will not let you praise him and do things for him and he forget about you. God will not forget the labor that you've given to him. He will not forget it. Man forgets, but God will never forget the labor that you've given to the times that you take it out of your schedule and said, I don't care what's on my plate. I'm going to stop what I'm doing and give God first fruits. I'm going to give him and make him the most important thing on my plate. I'm not going to treat him secondary. I'm not going to treat other things above him. I'm going to put him first. God sees it, and God loves it, and he's not going to forget you. God says something spectacular is going to happen to show you that he appreciates the praise or the praises that you've been sending up. God says he's going to let something spectacular happen to show you that it's worth it all. Shut up. God says it's worth it all to stop what you're doing to make him first and make him more important than anything on your plate. God said he's going to show you it's worth it all to praise him like this. I leave that with you tonight. God bless you. God be with you. Don't forget to praise him. Don't let the enemy tell you this is useless. Oh, he wants you to think that, so you'll stop giving him praise, because that means you're knocking at the door, and the enemy knows it. He doesn't want you to praise God like this, because he sees what's coming. He wants you to stop it. He wants you to stop it. He's saying it. Remember you. God says, I'm going to remember you. Jesus remembers when others forget. He's going to remember.
Thank you.
You have spoken my words over and over and over again. God is the God of repetition. Look in the Old Testament. He gave us the Ten Commandments, but see how many times he repeated it over and over again, even remarks toward it in the New Testament. He wants to give those Ten Commandments. Yeah, over and over. I'm a student of repetition, not vain repetition, but you gotta drive things that God is driving. Get on his plate, his purpose. You got to drive his purpose. Somebody said to me, hey, Dr. Johnson, on our purpose in our church, what we decided that would be our center of attention, I put it everywhere over the church, in the restrooms, it's in the restrooms, wherever they go. I'm reminding them of our purpose, of our church. God is like that. Where do you think he got it from? He got it from God. God gave us the Ten Commandments. He reminded us over and over and over again throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The New Testament gives reference to the Ten Commandments over and over again. God drives these things that he's trying to get over to us. And God says he will not forget the praises
that you send up to him. The enemy doesn't want you to do it, but God says, I remember, I remember, I remember. When you said, thank you, thank you, thank you from your hearts, it was not forgotten by me. You see, that thank you, thank you, thank you, it's the praise party that you're sending up. And Jesus and God himself, they inhabit the praise parties. They don't go to pity parties. They go to praise parties. You don't think he's in your room? He's in your room right now because you gave him a praise party. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm signing off here tonight. But thank you so much for joining us on the praise party. Bring somebody else to the praise party tomorrow night. I said, bring somebody else to the praise party. Call them up and say, baby, you want to go with me to the praise party? Call your sister and tell her, listen, you want to come to me? I'm going to a praise party, and I need you to go.
You.
Call your friends up and tell them, I'm going to the praise party. Can you go with me? Well, where's it going to be held? I want to give you this number. Call this number at this certain time, and I'll be on the line with you. But we don't have to go nowhere. Just get it right on the phone. We're going to have a praise party on a conference call. Yeah, and I need you on there because I want you to get a miracle. Tell them, miracles are falling on that line, and I need you at this praise party. Well, what time is it going to be? It's going to be at 9 o'clock Central. Can you join me at the praise party? I got people calling folks and hooking them up online. I got somebody in Kansas City hooking folks up in all over the country. They hooking people up on the praise party. Why don't you get a praise party line going and call somebody else up and say, listen, I'm going to call you up at about 8:45, 8:50, and we're going to have a praise party, and I want you to join me. Oh, my God, God is moving at that praise party. And get them on the line on the conference call and hook it up to the conference. Amen. So instead of just you coming, you bring two or three others. The praise party does work. God's going to move on your behalf. What if you brought somebody to the praise party, and while they're praising God, they had cancer, and when they went to the doctor, in just the next 1 or 2 days, they find out the cancer was gone? Who would they say, Lord, thank you for my sister who brought me to the praise party? I didn't know nothing about it, but you healed my body to the praise party. Yeah. Miracles like you've never seen are happening in 2015 at this praise party. What is the praise party? We're thanking God 1,000 times on this line. Worldwide, we're sending up over 2 billion praises. That's a praise party, y'all. Hook up your friends to the praise party. And when God touches them and heals them of all kinds of things, heals their finances, heals their son, heals their daughter, heals their home, guess who they're going to thank? They're going to thank you for bringing them to the praise party. But ultimately, the praise goes up to God. Oh, my God, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Bring your friends to the praise party. We'll be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and God bless you and God keep you. I'm looking for you to do the work for the Lord. He said, tell you to bring them to the praise party. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. The Lord bless you and keep you. May something wonderful happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night on the blog line. 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Bring them to the praise party. Have a good night. God bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Good night. Good night, God. God bless you. Thank you. God bless
you. If you don't want to be on the prayer line in the morning, great miracles are happening on the prayer line. Let me give you the number.
Thank you.
You got a pen? You got a piece of paper? Call this number for the prayer line. 6 a.m. Central. 6 a.m. Central. If you're on Eastern time, that's 7 a.m. If you're on Mountain time and around Colorado, that's about 5 a.m. If you're in California, it's about 4 a.m. But here's the number. Dial this number, 712-775-7085. I'll repeat it again, 712-775-7085. And the code is 936-005. Got it? The code again is 936-0. Ah! Thank you, Lord. The code is 936-0-0-5.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is for the prayer line where many miracles are taking place also. Yes. The number is 712.
I
just want to make sure you got it. 71. Yeah. Yeah, good question.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
712. Oh, Lord. 775. Yeah, 7085. And the code is 936. Yeah. 005. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Oh,
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
have a wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless you.